Okay. Moving on, item number six.
A resolution by Supervisor West opposing provisions in state legislation reducing funding, setting program enrollment caps, and granting the Wisconsin Department of Health Services broad authority to modify the medical assistance program without legislative oversight.
Supervisor West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would ask for my colleague's support of this. I did speak on this on Monday at the state, the Joint Finance Committee hearing at State Fair. I think these cuts can be potentially devastating to Milwaukee County, not only that, but then they do decrease the federal reimbursement for the state of Wisconsin, which further doesn't help us. These programs are just really vital to the people in Milwaukee County. In addition to that, the state promised us when we ended our GAMP program that they were going to make sure that people had insurance. And so we ended our program, and now we are saying that we're not so sure that everyone's going to have insurance. And so I'm adamantly opposed to this and would hope that my colleagues would join me in that opposition. So I move approval, Madam Chair.
We have a motion for approval. Comments or questions from the committee members? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wondered whether items 8, 11, and 13, which are reports from the departments relative to the state budget and have some of these same impacts, whether we would take those up simultaneously so that we could. I know there's this issue. Although I think we would still have quorum with four of us present, even if Supervisor Harris has to leave. But I guess what I want to make sure is, I respect the resolution and what you've attempted to do. I want to make sure that we've captured everything that the departments raise in their reports. And so I'm concerned that if we sort of act on the resolution and then we later hear that there are major issues that are not addressed in the resolution, then we don't capture
just so
those.
You're aware, this resolution was... obviously was prepared by Ms. Collins with the assistance of the department. When we went over it in agenda setting, there were items that were not included that we then went back and modified the resolution. So this is holistic. Everything that it will be affected by the Medicare or Medicaid is in this resolution. That included the targeted case management. There were things that we did need to add that were overlooked the first time, but Ms. Lucy and Ms. Lide worked with Ms. Collins to make sure that it is holistic, it is all-inclusive.
Okay. It was just an attempt to catch that. So if we, okay. I guess if we later take those items up and there are things missing,
we can add them on the board.
Very good. Thank you. Okay.
We have a motion for approval. Were there any other comments or questions? The one thing that I just wanted to note is it's said here in the agenda, and we'll talk about it, but I really hope that everyone pays close attention to giving the broad authority to the department head, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, what that means. But that's something that's really unprecedented and could have a major effect on Milwaukee County residents. So I think this is a good resolution. And we have a motion for approval. Any other questions or comments? Were there any speakers?
No.
Okay. Madam Clerk, on the motion for approval, please.
Supervisor West?
Aye.
Rice?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Oh, okay.